This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Time to survey research on handing out money for free. Universal basic income, it's often called. The pandemic stimulus checks were a kind. The payments Alaskans get from the state's oil revenue is another. Researchers doing real-world experiments for years have been looking at whether free money produces slackers. The research suggests the answer is no. Free money does not rob people of ambition. Here to tell us why is Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell. Hello, Chris.
Good morning, David.
All right, so instead of just judging this issue based on attitude or hunch or bias, we're getting more and more data about the practice of free money?
We are. I mean, there's just been this accumulation of research and data, as you mentioned, these real-world experiments. And, you know, David, they tell us something in the aggregate that we already know. You know, people living on low and unstable incomes, they work incredibly hard, but looking for finding better jobs is difficult, and it's often impractical when financial resources are scarce and unreliable. So what a guaranteed income does, it reduces financial instability and creates, and I want to quote here, new opportunities for self-determination, choice goal setting, and risk-taking. And that's the conclusion of a recent report into the guaranteed income experiment in Stockton, California.
Yes, Stockton, due east of San Francisco, Northern California. What were the details of this Stockton Economic Empowerment Demonstration, I think they called it?
Starting in 2019, 125 people living on low incomes started receiving $500 a month. No strings attached. They could do with it what they wanted. And then there was a control group for comparison. And, you know, David, a number of the findings weren't that surprising. You know, with money coming in regularly into the household, recipients were less depressed, less anxious, their health and their well-being improved. But this is the number I really want to highlight. The rate of full-time employment jumped 12 percentage points among recipients in 1 year. The $500 a month didn't discourage work. What it did was quite the opposite. The money bought time to apply for jobs, for childcare, for transportation, all those other things that are important to the search for better work.
That's fascinating. But it's, you know, one experiment, and it's not huge, the number of people studied. But there are results coming in from elsewhere?
Yes, and I think we are undergoing an enormous experiment in this guaranteed income and this sort of trust families to do the right thing. And this time, the recipients are households with children. Think about the child allowance in the $1.9 trillion fiscal relief bill that comes to $250 to $300 a month per child, depending on their age. And again, the cash comes in with no work requirements or other demands. It does phase out eventually, but boy, the income phase outs are very high. The family decides what to do with the income and the payments. David, it really looks like a guaranteed basic income, at least for those with children.
And you said the families get to choose what to do with the extra money, and they know exactly what to do with the money.
Well, they do. And, you know, this greater income stability, you know, it gives them more choices. So parents living on low incomes know that, well, we should be spending more money on food or childcare or clothes and so on. And among the benefits could be, just like Stockton, this additional income will allow for better planning and job searches. So, okay, I'm dating myself here, but this period of experimentation reminds me of the opening lyrics to the Buffalo Springfield song, For What It's Worth. There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear, but it's exciting to think about what these cash-based policies could do, and they could really make a difference.
Here on the home of classic rock, Marketplace's senior economics contributor, Chris Farrell, thank you.
Thanks a lot, David.